had a chance to visit with Greg. We feel that he's probably at the spot where he was before he played against the Saints. So we're going to go another, you know, probably 6 days before we even attempt to test him, is our plan.
What did Finley and Williams do today?
JerMichael Finley and DJ Williams actually were on the same workout plan that they went down for the pre-practice, spent the individual part of practice going through the rehab. So they were able to push through that, and they practiced the second half of practice. So we got them as many reps as we possibly could. And we'll see how both those guys are in the morning. BJ's a little further behind, so he was not able to get through the rehab part of it.
Who do you think's got a better shot of those two tight ends?
We'll find out tomorrow. They both took the same number of reps in practice.
Mike, is there any concern when a guy's got an AC joint thing that, I mean, how do you approach it? Do you test it by having them do a little bit of contact, or do you just avoid contact entirely?
Well, we did some sled work. You know, that was part of the. I mean, there's a pre-plan to get our players on the field to make sure they're ready. Obviously, we were in shells today, so we weren't able to do any padded work. But you know, we've really done the best we can as far as the physical part. And now it's just about see how they are in the morning treatment, and maybe work both those guys out before the game.
What do you do with a guy like Finley who, you know, he says he's going home to Texas and he's mm-hmm. adamant he's going to play? How do you take a player's input when medical staff really has the most important say?
Well, that's why you have the process, and there's no exact science to it, that's for sure. And they have to basically graduate from the rehab to get on the field. I ran specific routes with those guys. To see what they can do. You know, you would have liked to have been in a team-run situation with JerMichael, because his is different, because his is going to be pain tolerance, because it's a pretty good injury.
If BJ was unable to go, how does that change things up on the defensive line, especially against a guy like Arian Foster?
Well, I mean, we've had to prepare all week, you know, to go without BJ. I mean, that's the way you have to approach it from a coach's perspective. But, you know, BJ is definitely at the point in his career. If he's ready to go, then, you know, we'll give him the opportunity to do that. So, but, you know, this week we have similar preparation this week than we had going into the Seattle week. So, I mean, there's definitely some similarities in how they run the ball. And, you know, both Marshawn Lynch and Arian Foster, two of the better running backs in the league.
Would you be okay schematically with two tight ends, but if you only have one got hurt, would that be a real problem?
Well, that's a challenge of it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'm, you know, we've obviously have gone through the exercise of it. Our practice yesterday reflected that. So, you know, we're preparing for all the different combinations. You always try to stay at least one player away from getting out of a personnel. I mean, that's always the goal. But, you know, we're in a little different situation right now.
Like, you could add a player, right, because Benson's on.
Correct.
Like, how is Crabtree after you gave him that week to rest?
Really helped him. I mean, it's in really a lot of JerMichael's evaluation is in comparison to Tom, because their injuries are very similar.